Indie Fringe Theater hosts one of its most popular festivals this weekend. It's the Indie Winter Magic Festival. And joining me live in studio are two of the participants, two magicians. Trig Watson from Dallas, Texas, welcome to the studio, sir. And Catalina Absalon from Indianapolis, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
We just heard Catalina and her husband on with Art of the Matter last week talking about this festival. And if any of you at home happened to see the documentary that was produced by Gary Harrison on Indie Fringe and the history of the festival, you got a little bit of a taste and a tease of the Indie Winter Magic Festival. It's become quite a showcase for magicians from literally all over the world that will be in here into Indianapolis starting tomorrow night through Sunday afternoon performing. And two of the premier, like I said, are joining us here live in studio. And Trig, because we are audio and not video, although you are Instagramming and sharing this with your followers, you're a young man. You're only 25 years old. And to me, that seems like it's awfully young to be interested in magic. But I know you're old in your sense for being involved in magic. What got you so involved in it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think when you meet a lot of magicians, often their interest in magic or passion for magic started when they were young. And, you know, some go off to become doctors and lawyers and engineers, and every now and then you stick with it and it becomes your career. And I've been very fortunate for that to be the case for me.
What was the one trick that you did that it clicked in your head that said, this is it for me?
You know, I don't know. I saw a magician when I was very young, and he made these little red balls appear inside my own hand. And I think it was just that moment where I had no clue how it could be possibly done. And I went to the library and started learning magic book tricks. And I've loved it ever since.
And Catalina, you're a female magician. And I'm guessing there probably aren't a lot of female magicians.
No, you are correct. There's not that many.
But women have extra sense anyway. We all know that. So you've already got a leg up. Sure. Sorry, Trig. Nothing against you there. But I also know that you and your husband both have kind of turned this into a career as well. I mean,
yes.
A legitimate career.
Yep, that's correct. For the last 15 years, we've been doing this professionally.
And coming up this weekend at the Magic Festival, you've got there's six different acts that'll be performing evening and afternoon. And you can go to indiefringe.org to get your tickets, because, like I said, these are going to sell out because people come from everywhere to see these shows. What are some of the must-sees during this weekend's festival, Catalina?
Well, I have to tell you, this is a very special Winter Magic Festival because all of these performers are award-winning magicians. And four out of the six are competing in the World Championship of Magic, which is coming up in Italy in the summer. So you can't beat any of them. I can't really recommend one over the other because I think they're all great.
And so a great thing would be to come to our showcase that opens tomorrow night, where we have the opportunity to see all the performers perform together. And we're also each doing our own individual shows over the course of the weekend. So that would be a great introduction for you.
Wow. And what is it about magic that draws this interest from of all ages, from all around the world?
Wow. I think it's interesting because you're right. How are people exposed to magic? Usually it's as a child. Mm-hmm. You have a children's performer perform birthday party or something like that. And where else can you see live magic? Unless you go to Vegas or maybe David Copperfield comes into town, but it's very rare. But I think people still have that love from seeing it as a child. And now the opportunity is here where they can see it right in Indianapolis.
Well, and here's another reason to show how popular it is. At the same time, not connected to the Indie Winter Magic Festival, the Illusionists are performing at the Murat Center in town. And as Trig pointed out, that's the expensive magic show. The Winter Magic Show at the Fringe is much more affordable, for one thing.
Well, and the Illusionists are a national touring act. And I believe they just came from Broadway, was where they came from. Yeah. So that's another fantastic show. If you get a chance, definitely see them as well. This is a whole winter magic weekend for all kinds of magic.
And here on WFYI 1 TV on Friday night, Ricky Jay, the amazing illusionist, is on performing as well. So it does go to show you that people are really curious about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, as the world continues to advance technologically, I mean, so much around our world is innately magical. But I think, it's easy for us to get desensitized by, you know, the iPhones and the video games and everything we see. But there's nothing like coming to a magic show and seeing this stuff live where there is no off switch. You know,
True.
You get to experience these impossibilities right in front of you. And I think that's really special.
And Trig, I know you have been a part of the Indie Fringe Festival in the past with your magic.
Correct.
As well.
I've done both the Indie Fringe Theater Festival as well as the Winter Magic Festival a couple of years, and I've found the Indianapolis audiences have been incredibly supportive, so I always love coming back.
And I'm guessing that a lot of people will come and see this and they'll want to get involved. If somebody wants to learn magic, Catalina, here in Indianapolis. Where do they go?
Well, that's a good question, because most people don't know. We actually have two different magic clubs, and they're under the two national groups, so to speak, the Society of American Magicians and the International Brotherhood of Magicians. And there's also a group for young magicians, the Society of Young Magicians, if you have children who want to learn magic. Mm-hmm. We also have a club here, so there's lots of options.
Another thing that we knew this year, the Indie Fringe Theater, thanks to a lot of great supporters, is expanding and growing and adding on to that theater, which is fantastic. And the setup is a little different than it has been in the past. And Trigg, we were talking about this before the interview. That's a really important part of your whole act and the interaction with the audience as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Magic in many ways, outside of other art forms, really does depend on the environment. And what you can do really is dependent upon, what sort of space you're in, whether you're on the street or whether you're on the stage. And that's the exciting thing about the Indie Fringe Theater, is that we've got some great rooms to really be up close and personal to what you're seeing.
I'm also guessing that for both of you and the other magicians that are performing, it's a great time to share. I'm guessing you don't give away your secrets, though.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, no, believe it or not,
but that depends.
A very friendly community in many ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you learn new tricks?
It's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Because you think magicians can't reveal their secrets. How do they know? But, generally it's about intent. If you have an interest in genuinely wanting to be able to perform magic and perform for others, then often magicians are very open to getting you started and sharing knowledge with you. It's the people that just want to know how it's done that I think, we're trying to, prevent.
You have to draw the line
there
somewhere.
There's books and there's DVDs and there's, you can grab a book from your library or buy a book online.
And more ways than ever, there's so much on YouTube as well. It's really
videos.
Changing, it's more than ever. It's become a real open art form, and people are learning from all different types of technological platforms now.
And some of the other performers that are going to be there this weekend, are there a couple that both of you want to make sure you meet and greet and spend a little time with them as well?
Well, I would say we're all very close friends.
Yeah, they're friends of ours, so we're just very excited to see them again. It'll be like a family, like a reunion.
Yeah, that would be a fun one. Well, it's the Indie Winter Magic Festival. It takes place starting tomorrow, January 22nd through the 25th at the Indie Fringe Theater, which is located on Massachusetts Avenue and St. Clair Street. Tickets are available online at indiefringe.org. And I'm guessing because it is magic, you could probably go to every show and see a different show every time.
Oh, absolutely. All the different styles. Each performer has a different personality, a different style, different type of magic. And the fact that they are in the two theaters right next to each other, you can see one, wait another 15 minutes, see a different show.
It's exciting.
Great.
Well, safe travels on your way back to Dallas, Trigg. And Catalina, we'll see you again soon. And I guess I should say break a leg this weekend, or do say something else. Break a rabbit.
Break a thread.
Break a hat.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, and enjoy the festival this year.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having us.